Hi.
Hello.
Recognizing that our identities are complex, in flux, and especially evolving and changing in college, how do you think about and describe your identities?
In terms of race, I think that is something that has become very salient for me since I've been in college. I've always known that I was black. Like, that's just something that I can see when I look in the mirror. But when it comes to, like, recognizing the ways that my blackness is seen as different from other people, that's something that I didn't realize until I got to Davidson. Or it's something that, like, I didn't, like, consciously think about until I got to Davidson. And I think part of that is due to Stride, because coming in as a first year, being like, you're at a PWI, like, this is the ways that you might be treated differently. Like, that really made me think, like, oh, like, things are, like, things might be different for you because of your skin tone. Because I think especially, like, my dad was raised in a way where he was, like, raised in, like, a colorblind family, because his family is, like, very mixed. Like, he has a wide variety of, like, skin tones and races in his family, and so it's just, like, he wasn't really raised to see that, and then, like, I wasn't either for a lot of my childhood, but, like, coming to college made me see, like, well, I'm black, and, like, some people aren't gonna like that, and these are the ways that I can help other black people, because colorism is definitely a thing. Like, I benefit from being light-skinned, and then, just the ways that, like, people of color on this campus are treated differently in general, like, that's something that I have noticed as I've moved through my Davidson experience. Like, just the other day, like, I was at, like, a party at F, and I remember I was, like, trying to get into an apartment, and there were these two guys, like, guarding the door, and, like, I understand that. They were like, oh, we're, like, I was trying to get in, and they were like, oh, we're at capacity. And at first I was like, okay, that's fine, because I know that the police, like, check that sometimes. But then, like, some white dude goes up to them, and they immediately let him in. And I was like, I was standing there, and I was like, so you just let that other guy in, but not me? And they were like, oh, well, he's, like, the twin of a brother. Like, he's, like, related to somebody in the front. And I was just kind of like, okay, well, if you're at capacity, you're at capacity. Like, familial ties don't really matter. And then they let a huge group of girls go in, and I was just like, this seems kind of suspect. And eventually I just kind of, like, busted my way through, because I wanted to see if my friend was in the party. And of course they weren't. So immediately after I was leaving, like, I flipped them off as I walked through the door, because I was like, I don't want to deal with this. So, like, just noticing the ways that, like, students of color on this campus are treated, or even, like, made to seem different. Like, we were talking about the fact that, like, a lot of white students don't feel comfortable in the BSC, and it's just like, you guys are fully welcome here. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't be. Or even, like, I've seen moments of people in, like, the town. Like, I remember we had one of our meetings at the flagpole, as we often did freshman and sophomore year, whenever things were going wrong in this country in terms of, like, police brutality or, like, discrimination at other schools. And I remember, I can't remember who exactly it was, but they had, like, a sign talking about, like, just racial injustice in general. And this old man in the union, this old white dude, literally, like, spat on her sign. Like, he had to get kicked out of the union, so, like, good move on the college's part. But also, it's just, like, these people are, like, still very much in our community. And in terms of sexuality, can you repeat the question?
How do you think about and describe your identities, recognizing that they're complex, in flux, and evolving and changing in college?
I don't know. With my sexuality, like, I've known from a very young age that I wasn't straight. I'd say probably around, like, 7th or 8th grade. And I came out to my parents at that point. Like, I was like, you know, this is me. And I came out to them as bi, even though now I'd say I identify as gay or queer. But I came out to them as bi because I was, like, still kind of figuring it out. Like, I was really unsure and kind of scared. And their response was, no, you're not. Your first girlfriend just wasn't the best. And that was just like, whoa, okay, well. And then they like made me take it back from people that I had told. And so then there was just like a lot of questioning about like, or there wasn't even questioning on my part. It was just like a, like, I know who I am, but like, are they comfortable with who I am? And so I really had to like wait until I got to college to really like fully be myself and explore who I am. And like, that's still the case that like my parents and I, like my, our relationship with my queerness is still kind of very in flux. Like whenever I go home, it's like kind of an unspoken thing. It's not that they like don't know, it's just that we don't talk about it. Like, we've never spoken about it since then. And I'll get to that eventually, but like, college has become the space for me where I can like explore that and kind of play with who I am, which is why I said like I'm debating between how I identify as being gay or just queer in general, because I feel like, and I've talked about this in GSS classes before too, how like gay has a connotation of like white, like upper middle class, like slim, fully able-bodied men, and it's just like, that's not necessarily, like, that's not me. But because of the, like, for a while it was the only word that I had to describe myself, and so I'm still kind of like tied to that word. But lately I've been like leaning more towards queer, or just like, it's just an easier, I don't know, it leaves more room to like do more. It's harder to pinpoint for people that don't necessarily, or that aren't me. Like, I feel like gay is like, that's a guy that likes guys, but like queer, I don't know, I like the mystery that it holds, I would say. So I'm debating between identifying as one of those two, which I guess kind of hits at what you were saying about how it's in flux and ever changing.
I remember having a lot of different fears and thoughts about what college was going to be like. But do you recall what you might have thought about in terms of queer black life before you got to Davidson?
I didn't have a lot of thoughts on like my blackness, because like I said, before I got to Davidson, like that was something that like I recognized in myself, but it wasn't something that was like made salient as different until I got to Davidson. So like after like Stride, like I was like, I wonder how this will go. But when it comes to like my queerness, I distinctly remember being really afraid that my freshman year roommate was going to be a homophobe. Like I was friends with someone who was on the same like backcountry odyssey as them, and like my friend was like, oh, your roommate said some really sus stuff like on their back, like on our backcountry odyssey. And I was like, well, shit, like that's really scary. Like, I don't know how he's gonna react, like if I'm gonna be able to like be comfortable being myself in our shared room. Like, I'm gonna be living with this guy for a year. And like, it took a lot of courage for me, like working through freshman year, to work up to like coming out to him. And it wasn't one of those like, here I am queer moments where it was like a proud like exclamation. It was more of just a like, we had like, my freshman year roommate and I were not like best buds, but like we were like cordial, we were nice enough to each other, and we were supportive of each other. Like, I was in dance ensemble, and he would come to the dance ensemble performance and be like, oh, I can't wait to see you kill it. Like, he was super sweet, and like I was supportive of him. And so I got to the point where like, I remember one night he was talking about like relationship drama stuff that he was going through, and I had been going through similar stuff, and I was like, well, I don't want to leave this conversation like one-sided. And so finally I was like, oh yeah, I've been going through these things with this guy. And he was just like, oh shit, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, he wasn't, like, my fears were completely unfounded, which was really nice. Also kind of sucks that like my friend told me that he might be a homophobe, and he totally wasn't, so I was like holding back on sharing things with someone. But and then like I hadn't really worried about Davidson as a space. I remember one time I was on a tour as a prosby, and like I wasn't super worried about being out on campus except for the roommate thing, because I remember actually being someone who's local and from Concord, I had the ability to like visit Davidson often. And I remember there was one night where I did an overnight, and I had connected with a queer student in the past before coming here for the overnight, and they had mentioned something about Yanash, you're not a stranger here. And so like I had communicated with them like prior to my overnight, and they were like, oh, like there's a Yanash meeting coming up like while you're going to be here, like do you want me to like pick you up from your host and you can like come to this Yanash meeting and like meet some queer students. And I was like, yes, absolutely. And so even then, like I was still kind of concerned in how my host would react to me like going to some gay thing. And so like I'm chilling with my host on his hall, we're just like playing board games or some stuff with his like girlfriend and like hallmates, and then like I get a text from Adam, the kid who's coming to pick me up, and my like host like takes me outside to like meet him, and like I go, and that's that. And like my host thought nothing of it. Like even when Adam like brought me back to where I was staying, my host was like, oh, like hope you had a good meeting. Like it was just like super chill. It wasn't anything that was like thought about twice. But I think that I'm also like very lucky in the people that I've gotten to know on campus that are all like very accepting, because I know that there are other people who haven't been. But like I was saying, like even when I was a prosby, like I remember going on a tour one time, and I just had like a really awesome tour guide, and while I was on the tour, he like his sister also went here, and we like ran into his sister and her friend, and both of them were wearing like shirts that said like gay, fine by me, because his sister was like bisexual and her friend was gay, and like our tour guide was supportive of both of them because one was his sister and he was really nice too. And so it was just like a space in which I felt comfortable. But even then, like that's not to say that there haven't been moments where I've been like, ooh, that's a little uncomfy. Like I was just like walking with another male student one night, and like the other student wasn't even queer, I'm fairly certain. I'm pretty sure he might have had some homophobic tendencies, but we were in a class together and we were talking because we were both drunk. And like somebody else that walked by us called out to him and was like, yo, you're such a fag. And it's just like those moments that like bring you back, like even though you think the space is safe, you're like, oh well, shit, maybe it's not as safe as I thought it was. Or I was in Cunningham the other day, like sitting there doing like work on a scene that I was in, and there was like another group of like boys in the green room, and they were just like talking, and they got like really annoyed at the fact that their like hall was doing a program for like self-care, which I guess like self-care is, yeah, like face masks. And one of like I remember them talking, I was just kind of sitting there in silence because I was like, this is so uncomfortable. But they were talking about how like there was the face mask thing on their hall, and their like hall counselor had messaged in their group meeting being like, oh yeah guys, there's this self-care event tonight, like be there if you can. And like one of the other men that lived in their hall was like, oh, that sounds lovely, like I'll be happy to be there. And they were like about to roast this kid for saying it sounded lovely, and I could have sworn one of them was about to say that he sounded like a faggot, and I don't know what I would have done. Like I was just, I think that's one of those moments where like instinct just takes over, and I would have fought this fight elf who was gigantic because I would have been so mad. And it's the same thing, like if like me and my friends were all black, so we can say the n-word all we want to because that's our word to reclaim, but if a white person were to call me the n-word, I don't know what I would do. I literally like might fight a person. And it was the same thing, like. And so I like to think that like Davidson has very much been a space for me to explore myself and figure myself out, but that's not to say that there haven't been moments that disrupt that coziness. But overall, I'd say that it's been a positive space. And I've gotten very lucky, like working in the Lavender Lounge and the Center for Diversity and Inclusion, and being a GSS minor where there are like a bunch of queer faculty in general that I can identify with, like that doesn't hurt. But it also sucks that like a lot of the times, like marginalized groups are kind of pushed to study in these areas that are, like, our areas. Like, Black students are often pushed to study, like, Africana or Soc, and, like, queer students are often, like, you see them in GSS classes and Soc classes and stuff like that. Like, you don't see them in econ classes, like, rarely, or, like, STEM classes, but hopefully that will change. We'll see.
As you know, I am working on a project for an independent study called The Queer Black South, and I am particularly interested in recuperating documents from the recent past that talk about the intersections between queer and black at the college. How would you describe queer black life at Davidson today, and what have your experiences been?
I'd say queer black life at Davidson is very different from queer whiteness at Davidson. I don't know, it seems more underground. I feel like there are a lot of queer people of color, specifically like queer black people, who just like aren't really open with their sexuality to others, or like don't interact with queerness in the same way that queer white students do. Like, queer white students are the ones who are in Q&A. Queer white students are the ones who are in UNASH. Queer white students are the ones who are in the queer mentorship program. But because queerness looks different on different bodies, like, we are often the ones who are, like, seeking out familiarity. And it's hard. Like, I've heard from other queer students of color that, like, it's hard to connect with queer white students sometimes. Because, like, yes, we might have that queerness in common, but fundamentally, like, there are times where our differences really, like, come to light, especially because, like, intersectionality, like, we experience things differently. And so, yeah, I'd say, like, queer blackness is something that is not, I don't want to say hidden, because, like, it exists. It's just, if you're not a part of that community, it's hard to see. Which is, like, why we have things now, like the Queer People of Color dinners. But, like, even then, like, some queer people, like, queer black people, like, may not be comfortable being out fully, and so they're not gonna come. Like, even if they're in a space with other queer people that are people of color, like, they still might not be comfortable being there. And, like, I've definitely seen that in the interactions that I've had with queer black people on this campus. Like, it's either something that, like, is known among other queer black students. Like, the other, like, queer black students that I know, like, will talk about other people that we think are queer and black, but I just lost my train of thought. But it's just like, that is something for us, you know. Like, I can speculate with queer white students about whoever is queer, but it also often seems like a lot of the time, and I don't want to say this isn't shade, because it is. Like, a lot of the time, I feel like queer white students, or even just white students at Davidson in general, live in a completely different world than black students at Davidson sometimes, it feels like. And, like we were saying earlier, like, it is, I feel, sometimes more likely for black students at Davidson to have a white friend than white students at Davidson to have black friends, if that makes sense. Like, I remember, and this isn't about, like, Davidson in general, but it applies. Like, I remember one of my friends from home posted a picture on her Facebook from her spring break trip with her friends the other day, and there was, like, a group of, like, 12 people. And I was like, fun, where are the people of color? Like, do you know any students of color? Like, it's just, like, at all? Like, for a dollar, name one. It's just, like, I feel like that's often the case on Davidson's campus, too. Like, I can't name a single friend of color who has gone to Carolina Cup. Like, these are just experiences that, like, are not universal. And it's the same with, like, queerness. Like, black queerness looks different than white queerness, and they often don't run in the same circles. And, like, sometimes you have to, like, because I work in the Lavender Lounge, like, I'm able to kind of straddle that line of, like, which one I am a part of. But that doesn't deny, like, me existing and interacting with one part of it does not deny the existence of this other part of me. because the way that I interact with other black queer students is completely different from the way that I interact with white queer students. Even if there are more white queer students, just because of the makeup of Davidson in general.
Yeah. Makeup of Davidson's pretty white. Pretty white. What do you think? You're a senior. You're graduating. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But what do you think you're gonna remember about Davidson's queer/black/queer black life after you graduate, and there's been some separation, and like the little things might still be there,
yeah,
but they might fall back?
I will be thankful that Davidson has offered me the space to explore myself more, because and really any college can do that. It's kind of what you make it. And like, I've been fortunate enough to have experiences in college that have defined or like clued me into like, this is what I don't like in a guy, this is what I do like, these are sexual experiences that I do or don't like. And like, I'll remember fondly like the friends that I made here, in terms of like queerness, like through Yanash and the queer mentorship program, or like Tinder and Grindr and all these things, and just like ways of meeting other queer individuals. Like, I've definitely made friends because of that. And also, like I said, like the other experiences that it's taught me. And in terms of blackness, like, I'll definitely look fondly back on like Stride, like, because that's the thing that really clued me into the way that the world might see me different, and has really inspired me to like want to make a difference there. And so like, plus it is because of Stride that I have the friends that I do at Davidson. Like, without that, I would be a completely different person. I don't know if I'd be friends with the people that I'm friends with. Like, I hopefully would. I'd like to say that I would, but we all went through that experience together, and so because of that, like, I know them, and they're my best friends. And even, like, surprisingly, a very large portion of my, like, Stride friend group freshman year ended up being queer, and so it's just, like, funny seeing the ways that queer people gravitate towards each other even when we don't mean to, and, like, may not be out or, like, aware that we're even queer at that point in time, but we just happen to find each other. So I mean, I'll definitely look fondly back on those things too. Thankful for the lessons that Stride has taught me and the people that it has exposed me to. Yeah, I don't know if that answered the question.
No, it definitely did. What does queer mean to you? I mean, we kind of talked about that.
Yeah, I feel like I was saying earlier, like, queer, I also, like, have many feelings on it. I don't know, I've done a lot of reading on, like, the academicness of the word and how it's been co-opted by academia and how it shouldn't be, but I don't see any issue with that. But I just think it means, like, on one hand, it can be used as an umbrella term, like, how the CDI uses it is, like, the Lavender Lounge is a space for queer and trans resources and for students to use that are queer and trans. But on the other hand, like, I kind of see it as, like, a something that is kind of unable to be defined or unable to be kind of pinpointed specifically. But it's also, like, I see, I don't know, like, I'm just thinking of a bunch of, like, random adjectives instead of a full definition. Like, powerful, resiliency, love, like, things like that, instead of, like, this is, like, I can't give you a full, like, queer is defined as da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's just genderless, but also, like, gendered. It's just so much of an enigma. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's strength, it's softness, it's love, it's power, it's hate, it's anger, like, it's all of these things, and how they interact with one another, and how they interact with bodies, and how, like, I feel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how I would define it.
Is there anything else that you want talk about with your Davidson life and experience? You can say no, but...
I guess one thing that I thought about in my early years here was, I was like, wow, this place kind of sucks, being a queer student sometimes. Like, as much as I've gone on and about how much I love Davidson and I'm thankful for it,
yeah,
like, you're also in a small town, like, and especially, I guess this is kind of like, any Prosbys who might listen to this, like, you're in a small town, like, there's not going to be much to do, especially in terms of, like, in general, like, there's not much to do in Davidson,
mm-hmm.
which is why we have, like, programming every week through Union Board. But on the other hand, like, as a queer student, there's even less to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you will make those connections that will sustain you. Because, like, I remember I thought about, I didn't necessarily, like, think really hard about transferring. Like, I knew that Davidson was where I wanted to be. I applied ED. But even when I was here, I was like, shit, this really sucks sometimes. Like, I'm just bored. Like, I want... Like, I see friends that are going to school in New York and going to, like, drag shows and clubs and, like, balls and things, and I'm just like, wow, that looks amazing. But on the other hand, I'm like, my education is kick-ass. Like, at the end of all this experience, I will have a degree from Davidson College, which holds some weight, and that kept me going. And then the fact that, like, I have made so many positive friendships here with other queer individuals, or even just, like, other individuals in general. Like, even though I'd say a lot of my friends are queer, now that I think about it, I have straight acquaintances, but a lot of, like, queer friends. And just, like, looking at those relationships, like, I wouldn't want anything different from that. So, I guess advice to the prospective queer student, or the first year queer student, or the sophomore, or the junior, or even the senior who's looking at leaving, like, it might suck sometimes, but you will make those relationships that make it all worth it in the end.
Hey, I'm literally trying to grab something out of my bag. Sorry.
No, you're good. Pretty much it, yeah.
Okay.
You also texted me.
I did text you.